Nolte, Do the Woke Actually Want to Ban Self-Defense Against Certain Races? By John Nolte on September 14, 2020. So what are we learning out of the overnight riots in the Democrat-run city of Lancaster, Pennsylvania? Two things. The first is that this whole idea of telling police to shoot to wound is absurd. Watch the body cam footage. You can't aim for someone's legs when they're charging you like that with a knife. Cop even tried to run away. Had to shoot. Had to shoot to kill. Second thing is that when it comes to America's woke, none of that matters. The domestic terrorists in Black Lives Matter and Antifa are going to riot no matter how justified the shooting is. Which delivers a pretty clear message that unless we want our cities and neighborhoods looted and burned, no one's allowed to defend themselves against certain people of certain races. And it is not just police being blackmailed to let people of certain races kill them. As I'll explain below, everyday citizens are also being blackmailed. The way the woke see it, i.e., Democrats and the media, that Lancaster cop screwed up. He didn't allow himself to be killed by a person of color. Had he just allowed himself to be stabbed to death by a buck, to be gutted by Ricardo Munoz, there would be no riots. Isn't that the message being sent? Not the first time we've been warned not to defend ourselves against people of certain races. Even though the media's hands up, don't shoot hoax was debunked years ago. Even though eyewitness and forensic evidence proved the shooting of Michael Brown by a Ferguson police officer was more than justified, Brown is still a martyr on the left. The martyr who robbed a store, charged a cop, and tried to take his gun. Joe Biden's martyr. Same with Trayvon Martin. All the evidence, eyewitness testimony, and a jury tell us George Zimmerman was justified when he killed Martin in self-defense. We still gotta listen to this crap about Trayvon the martyr. The martyr beating another man's head into a sidewalk. Don't matter. None of that matters. Mob of some 100 thugs break into your property and start yelling about how they're going to rape and kill you. Don't you dare brandish a gun. Don't you dare defend yourself. Even though it's all on video, Democrats are still going to charge you with a crime. Kamala is going to accuse you of racism. Whether you're a police officer or an everyday citizen sitting at home minding your own business, the message is the same. If a person or persons of a certain race wants to murder you, let them. Defending your own life is racist. Defending your own life is a crime. Defending your property is racist. Defending your property is a crime. Reparations means rolling over and taking a slug or a knife or standing still as your property is looted and burned to the ground. Stop being racist and roll over. Follow John Nolte on Twitter @NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.